If you came expecting to hear Pastor Jeff Harmon today, I'm sorry, but he is not here. Pastor Jeff and Pastor Lori are with Enjoy Life for their anniversary, but we got the second best thing, and that's his daughter. So give it up for Sarah as she comes and brings the word today.
Hello, welcome to the Pearl. This is not my forte, so bear with me. I'm also very sick. But I just want to open up in a word of prayer this morning. God, we just thank you this morning, God, that we can come before you and we can just honor you and humble ourselves before you. And God, I just pray that your word would just be speaking to us so clearly this morning, God, that our hearts and our ears and our souls, God, would just be open to what you have to say to us, God, whether it's something that is just one of those aha click moments, God, or whether it's just something that's of renewal and reminder, God, I just pray for every person here, whether it's individually or collectively, that we would just be able to hear your voice and we would just be able to walk out in that. So God, we just come exciting and expected that we're going to hear from you and that I'm going to hear from you even while I'm preaching. So amen. So I'm going to open up in Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Like that alone is like, what? Like, God, I can have these things if I pray to you. You guys know that this series is on boldness, is on prayer, and how to be bold in our day-to-day lives, our walks with God. But to say those things, to say, God, when I pray to you, I know that I can have them, that there is just such expectancy and goodness and promising that comes in that. There's just like that extra hope that kind of just pushes you through that week and pushes you through that moment. So I'm going to begin by asking you, how is the posture of your heart? How is it? Is it in tune with the word of God? Is it aligned with what he has to say, his truth? You know, we read that the Bible is a spoken breath of God, that he breathed life into it, into every person that contributed into this. But when we read scripture and when we pray out scripture, our heart begins to posture towards him. It begins to fall in line with his goodness. And we're just able to walk that out and able to speak that out over our own lives into other people's lives. And I just really encourage to let you resonate with that. I think it's so easy every day to get caught up praying for small things. They might not always seem small, but, you know, you walk in and you're like, God, I pray that today is a good day. Sweet. You know, and you wanna believe that it's going to be a good day, and we do. But God wants to call us out in that. He doesn't want us just to pray that it's a good day, but he wants us to pray that God know, like, I am going to walk in boldness today. It's not only going to be a good day because you're my God and I serve you, but it's going to be a good day because I have a spirit inside of me, a spirit of goodness, a spirit of boldness that I can walk out into my life every day and believe that I'm going to be greater because of you. I'm going to be able to reach people because of you. I'm a vessel of your love. I'm a vessel of who you are. Like, how good is that, that we have the privilege to be able to speak to each other, to speak to the people in the community, whether they know God or not, but we have the privilege of doing that. And God just wants to remind us this morning that we can do that when we walk out in his boldness, when we walk out in his goodness. I think sometimes we think that we need to have these prayers that are extravagant. They need to be something else. They need to be something new every single time we pray to God. But he's actually just reminding us to say things out loud and not keep them in our hearts. You know, God already knows what's going on in our hearts. He knows what we're thinking. He knows everything about us. But when we speak them out, there's something different that we can do, that we can just declare that over our lives, and there becomes restoration in our relationship with God when we when we begin to pray, it's this consistency and constant back and forth with God. There's a relationship. There's just this relationship between us and Him that we can do, but if we don't pray, that we can't practice that. Our faith begins to get stronger every single time we pray. Don't just pray small, cautious prayers, but pray boldly. God gave us the ability to reach Him and pray to Him for a reason. 1 John 5:14-15 says, "This is the confidence we have approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what we asked of Him. If you ask, He will do it." He doesn't want distance between us. He wants us to walk boldly into His kingdom, to pray those emotions and desires up to Him, to receive what He has for you. This is something I am always doing, but don't put barriers up. Don't give yourself a reason why you don't deserve His promises. There's nowhere in the Bible that doesn't say that we're not deserving of it. You know, we might feel unworthy. There might be things that are going on in our day-to-day lives that cause us to be anxious and to fear what God has for us. But nowhere does it say that God can't give us those promises. He's waiting for us to ask, and He can just douse us in those promises. He's waiting. We need to become more of a risk-taking church in our prayer. We need to remind ourselves that God doesn't have limits. Just because sometimes we put Him in a box doesn't mean that He stays there. He's a God who is all-powerful and all-surrounding. When we get past praying for the easy, the normal things, the good days, the things that are better than others, and put our dependency back on Him, we are exercising our faith. We are saying that, God, we trust You even if we don't get the outcome we're looking for, even if our promises and the results don't look exactly how we want them to. I think bold prayers altogether is, it's having that faith of knowing that there is an unknown, knowing that there is just, we're never going to be able to get it. It's not always going to click, but we have the faith to believe for something greater. We have the faith to believe that regardless of our circumstances and our situation, that there is a God who's going to provide. There's a God who's going to give us His promises. And, you know, it might not look like the finances we want. It might not look like the degrees we want, but there's something so much greater, far beyond our understanding, that is waiting for us. And come on, God is good. We are saying that, God, we trust You. When we don't call on God, this is kind of crazy, but we're actually missing out on something. I believe that if we don't say, "Hey, God, like, I'm calling out to You, I'm praying to You for whatever is on my heart right now," if we don't do that, we're actually missing out on opportunities that God has for us. We're holding ourselves back from what His kingdom has called us into. We're holding ourselves back from His goodness and His promises that He wants to just continue to lay over our lives. When we call on the name of Jesus and we pray our names, we call for victory over battles and victory over our lives. There is a breath of fresh air that is being put back into our lives and our relationship with God. God reacts to our bold prayers. We need to go to Him and acknowledge that He is in fact the Creator and He is good. I think it's really hard to do those on days when they're not going so well, you're not feeling well, you're not winning at something, or altogether you're just not having a good day. But how many know that as soon as you acknowledge that God is good and our hearts just reposture and just realign into His word, that there's something different? That there's just that peace that you begin to feel again, like, God, okay, yeah, You are there. It doesn't take my abilities, it doesn't take my own strength to get me through this, but it's actually through You that I'm able to do this. We need to believe together that we have the ability to call on God's name, that we have the privilege of humbling ourselves before God without fear, knowing that He'll give what we ask, knowing that we can declare His goodness over our lives and over the people around us. When we exercise praying, it becomes routine, so that it's not only our first instinct to pray, but our faith gets challenged. We are able to believe for more and bigger things and begin to pray more constantly. I just have a few points this morning. But God has given us the ability to pray for a reason. We can pray boldly because God hears our prayers. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. And then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen." Now, how good is it that God is not just a friend to us, but he actually listens? When we come, whether it's corporately or individually to him, we know that he's waiting for us. We know that he's listening to us. Could you imagine if, I just think this is so funny, but if God was one of those people who, as they ask you how your day is, they kind of just, you can see their eyes glaze over, and they kind of just like walk away and find something else to do. Like, could you imagine if that's how God was? If he said, "Yeah, come pray to me," and then all of a sudden he's just like, MIA, like, okay, like, thank you, God. I'm really glad you took this time. He's not like that. Like, I'm so blessed that God is not like some of my friends. Like, he listens, but it's true, right? Like, could you imagine? But God, he's here and he's listening. There's just that peace and that rest about being in his presence, knowing that nothing that you could say could make him walk away from you. No bold prayers are too big for him. He loves it when we pray bold prayers. He doesn't want us to be in this small knit box of, "Yep, God, thanks for a good day. Thanks for coffee. Thanks for, all these things that made me happy today." But he wants us to pray bold prayers and get excited about the life that he has chosen for us. We don't serve a God who just walks away. He cares. He hears our prayers. He wants us to describe every part of our day to him. He says he will listen. We can pray boldly because we are made righteous, which is so cool. James 5:16 says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. God has not only given us the ability to pray, but we are made righteous through him. We pray out loud. We are walking in the authority that God has given to us. We are able to walk on the battlegrounds that surround us and declare victory. We are allowing God's Spirit to cast out all earthly and unrighteous matter. Thirdly, we can pray boldly because our prayers make a difference. When we pray ourselves or for ourselves or for others, they make a difference. I think sometimes it's easy to get in that headspace that our prayers go unheard, or our prayers don't matter, or, you know, God, because you're listening and you know the ins and outs of me, I don't really need to pray this. It's so easy to get caught up in that. It's so easy to just, you know, kind of say it small but not mean it, because you almost feel like God is going to give those promises to you anyways. But he wants us to step out of that, and he wants us to declare those things over our lives. One more time isn't really going to matter, but that's a lie. All our prayers make a difference. It's not just one more prayer that's calling out to our God, telling him we need him, but it's acknowledging one more time that he has the power. Fourth, our prayers are in line with God's word. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword." We know that the Bible is God-breathed, so when we pray out scripture, our prayers, we are exercising our spiritual muscles. We are breathing life into truth and affirming that, "God, we see your promises and we're ready to receive them." There is a confidence in our faith that begins to pour when we pray scripture out. I know that we've talked about this before, but when you pray scripture out, when you breathe that breath that God has given to us, this entire book, there is just such difference between his words and our words, that as soon as we get into the habit of remembering his scripture and remembering, you know, like, God, I pray for healing, and you start reading verses and you start declaring those healing verses over yourself or for other people, that it's like an exercising of your muscles, and it just becomes a norm. And so God can just right away kind of click into you. You're like, oh yeah, God, like, you are my physician. Like, you are the only thing I need. Like, it says here in the Bible that you heal. Like, how good is that? And when we start to practice those things and we start to remember them, and it just becomes like a normal thing, almost like your day-to-day, that we're just able to walk that out, and it's like a first instinct. And that's exactly where God wants us to be in our relationship with him. We can pray boldly because we know he's able. Ephesians 6:18 says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Our God is a God of yes and amen. He wants nothing more than to see his children have faith and come to him with all sorts of requests. We can't live putting limitations on who we think and how big we think God is. When we put limits on God, we believe for only a few and certain things, maybe the ones that are a little bit more common, but this puts a hold on our relationship with God. It hinders him from allowing to work in the fullness that he can, just because our mindset isn't there. We know God can do the impossible. We know that he can do things that humanly we will never be able to have explanations for, and that we can't wrap our head around it. But how beautiful is that? How beautiful is it that we serve a God that we don't have to know answers to? We just respond to him and we serve him, and we're able to walk out that call, but we don't need to know why. We don't need to know how everything goes. We get the privilege of praying for it, seeing him move past our expectations, knowing he's going to do greater than we can ask for. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." And I just encourage you this morning that when you're praying, that it would just be out of boldness, it would be out of audacity, it would be in this place of just courageous, like Joshua, when God just allowed him to fight all those enemies off, that you're praying big prayers. You're praying for those crazy things to happen that we can't do on our own, but we're able to do it. He gives us strength. He gives us the power to be able to go and fight those enemies and battle and win, because we've already won. So good. I just thank God that that we're able to do that. This is such good truth in this Bible that we can just speak it out onto our lives. We can speak it out onto other people and walk in boldness. So I believe this morning that there's something bold that someone needs to pray for in their life this morning, and it's probably more than one person, but God is calling you out in that, and those things that are fearful in you and making you anxious and thinking that, God, you're never going to be able to provide for this thing that I'm hoping or praying for, but he can, and he will, and there's no stopping him. There's nothing that can hold him back. The power of the enemy cannot do that, but if you pray those things out loud, I promise that his expectations and his promises for your life will go far beyond what you're imagining right now, and things will come through because God comes through. He's always there. He's never leaving us alone. There you go.
Awesome. So I'm going to be brief here. Give it up again for Sarah. She's awesome. It's not easy to get up in front of you people. Such high esteem. Just butter you up before I get started here. Just kind of continuing on, there is some overlap. We're both talking about prayer, so maybe some scriptures that overlap here, but just be a good reminder. But yeah, I was just thinking about this. Sometimes we feel unqualified to do what God has called us to do, or maybe fearful. And I was just thinking about this story about this pastor, a pretty well-known pastor. And when he was in Bible college, they were praying over the nations in his college. So this pastor on stage was asking people to come up and to pray for their nation. And this student who wasn't a pastor yet got called up to pray over the U.S. And as soon as he heard his name, he ran out of the room. And he ran into the and hid in the bathroom. And he's sitting in the bathroom hiding on top of the toilet. And he thinks, Jesus, you didn't save me so that I would hide in fear in the bathroom. So from this day on, I'm going to do what you ask. It was Pastor Carl Lentz of Hillsong, New York. And I just think that's such a kind of a powerful story for all of us, is that when God asks us to do something, that we're willing to do it. And I think I was just talking to my brother this week about what made King David great in the Bible. And it was that he did what God asked of him. He was willing to do what God asked of him. And when God opens doors in our life, we got to be willing to walk through them. But I'm going to be talking a bit about prayer and continuing on of what Sarah did. And I know prayer has impacted my life hugely. And I grew up around prayer in my family, and I know it's affected many of my friends and impacted my friends. And I know there's many testimonies in this church of how prayer has impacted people's lives in this church. And I've just heard some of the testimonies. I think we could have a whole service of people coming up here and sharing their testimonies of how prayer has impacted their life. And it's just awesome because in this month we're doing the 21 days of prayer, and prayer churches all over the world are doing these 21 days of prayer or 40 days of prayer in this month. And it's not about doing more, I don't think. It's about knowing God more in our lives every day. It's about recognizing him in our lives on a day-to-day basis. And I think sometimes we get caught up in this doing more, doing more, doing more. And I don't think it's God asking us to do more, but just to see him more in our lives. And prayer will change your life, I guarantee it. I mean, as much as I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself as well. And I think that I have neglected prayer in my life in the past, and I've seen how that affects my life. But I know the days that I don't neglect it, it changes me, and I believe it'll change you as well. So I'm just going to go over three kind of brief things that I was thinking about in preparation for today, how prayer impacts our lives. And first one is prayer aligns ourselves to God's heart. I think as we humble ourselves before God, there is an aligning of our priorities, and it changes our mindsets even to kind of see how God sees, to walk through our day, to do our jobs, and to go to school, to do things for God, and to see them how God sees them. And I think even that alone is enough for us to spend time, to designate time for God in the mornings, in the afternoon, and night. And I just love what Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And this is right before he's about to be arrested to be crucified. He says, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And I just believe that's a kind of a powerful display of how we should pray, is that we go through these circumstances in life and these situations of life that are sure to come, trials and tribulations, and we can pray over those situations, but nevertheless, God, your will be done. That we don't pray against to pray against everything that comes against us, or to pray out everything, all the trials that we go through to avoid all the challenges in our life, but we say, God, your will be done. If this is going to make me stronger, if this is going to help me grow in my relationship with you, then Lord, your will be done. And I think Jesus displayed that perfectly. 1 John 5:14, Sarah said it as well. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests we have asked of him. The Bible says to ask and it'll be given. So we ask for the will of God to be done in our life, most importantly. I love in Daniel how Daniel kind of displays how prayer is important to him. There's a decree in the nation that says that you can't put a pray to anyone but this king. And Daniel, or that you'll be thrown into a den of lions. And Daniel immediately goes up to his room and prays to God and cries out to God. And despite the consequence of death, Daniel saw the importance of prayer in his life, and he made it a priority in his life. So if death isn't our consequence by any means, I think we should see the importance and the priority that we should make prayer in our everyday life. And I know many people in here are doing that, and I believe there are testimonies of how that prayer has impacted your life. And even if you haven't done that, there's always a time to start. I remember this pastor, he wrote this book, and it's called The Power of a Half Hour, and I think that's a good start to all of our prayer lives, is spending half an hour, a dedicated half an hour a day, and just practical, saying, God, I'm going to give you a half an hour a day, and see how much your relationship with God grows. I think it's the least we can do. And I think there's a beautiful peace that comes with dedicating time to daily, to praying, and humbly just coming before God and just crying out to him and aligning our hearts with him. Secondly, changes the individual praying. Like I said, I know there's so many individuals, and I'm just looking around this room, and I'm thinking of stories like of how individuals have been impacted by prayer. And like Sarah said again, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And it goes on in Jeremiah 29:12 and says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I think there's a call on all of our lives to seek God with all of our hearts. Maybe that sounds weird to you. Maybe that's not something you've done in the past, but I believe that there is a call in our lives to do that. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. I love how Jesus couples forgiveness with prayer. And I think that's, I think they do go hand in hand, that when we commit ourselves to prayer, we're able to find forgiveness for ourselves, but also forgive others. And I believe that as we draw close to God, that his grace, we are able to sense his grace and his forgiveness in our lives, and that gives us the power to forgive others that have wronged us, and that brings ultimately freedom in our lives. Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, and he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I think that sometimes we think it's about the words we have to say, and sometimes we don't have the words, and we can have this understanding and peace that the Spirit is interceding for us, that we have a God who cares for us, that is he is beckoning us. He is interceding on our behalf for the good of our lives, that he works together things to work for our good, for those who are called to his purpose. And I know that it says it in this booklet here, that prayer should be our first response and not our last resort. And I know that can be tough sometimes, at setting us up for things to come and for trials or even the good things, the accomplishments that we face, that we can give glory to God in those times. So I pray that you would designate time for God, designate time for God like you would for a person even. And I know that we set times aside for people, so set time aside for God and know that he will honor that in your life and as you honor the time that you spend with him. So finally, prayer impacts the lives around you. There's a call in our lives as Christians to pray for one another and those around us. And I just, I've just seen it this week, just how much prayer has brought unity in even the people that would come out and pray. And I know that people are praying at home as well. And I just think that brings so much unity in our church. And it also strengthens relationships. I think this needs to be a place where people can feel safe to come in, to be vulnerable with each other, that they can confess things to each other, that we can hear people out before we just make a first reaction to seeing them and we make a first judgment. We can have people come in here, they can be who they are, and they can share their story, and they can receive prayer and healing. And I believe that's so fundamental to the life of a church, is that there is a place where people can be safe and they can find freedom in Jesus. And I believe that as we do that, we will see people come to know the Lord. And as we commit to pray for one another, that we will open up an environment that is safe for people to come in and feel love and feel able to be vulnerable. When you pray for someone, your relationship is strengthened with them. And at first it may feel uncomfortable, but very soon it becomes vital in your life. I know for me that when I've received prayer from people, it's become a vital part of my life, and I believe it will for you too. James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. But Jesus, like he always does, he takes it one step further, and Matthew 5:44 says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I love how he takes it that step further, because it can be easy to pray for those who we love and those who are our friends and family and even people within our circles of influence within our church. But God calls us to pray for those who are against us even. And I know in this context, it's about people being persecuted, being killed for their faith. And in our lives, in this context, it might be maybe a boss or a friend or someone who's wronged you, that you can pray for them and know that God will work it out for good. And I believe that as we do commit to praying for these people, we find freedom in our own lives, that we don't hold things against people, and we are able to release it to God and pray for those people. I believe that as we do pray for people who persecute us or enemies, it shifts our mindset to see more what God sees in the world. I mean, we can look at people and make these judgments, but if we pray for them, we see what God sees. Align our hearts with God to what he wants and what he sees. Pray for your circle of influence and ask that God would give you boldness to share your faith with them. If the band wants to come up in closing here. I think we can kind of do this thing where we pray for people and there's no action attached to that. Actually, the Bible talks about it, that what good is it if you pray for someone in need, but you don't provide for their needs? What good is it for that person? And I believe God has called us to be active in our prayer, not just words, but to have action associated with our prayer, that as we choose to pray for people, but we also reach out to them and provide for their needs, provide for their hurts, and there's just more than just words, but there's action in our faith. Faith without works is dead. And Jesus has said that the harvest is many, but the workers are few. And I think we pray for revival in our community, in our cities, and we continue to do that. But we know that there is more than just praying over our community. We can reach out to our community, which we have, and we can reach out to our circles of influence, and we can pray that God would give us courage and boldness to reach the people around us, that we wouldn't just pray for revival, but we would actually walk in that and know that God has given us the power to speak into people's lives, and not to be timid, not to be ashamed of his gospel, but to speak it out and to live by the Spirit, and to know that God is for us and not against us, and that he wants to change the people's lives around you. He wants you to make a difference in this world. He wants you to make a difference in your world. And as we pray for people, we say, God, open doors. If I can pray for this person, Lord, I'm also willing that if you would open up an opportunity, I'm gonna share my faith with them. I'm gonna share you with them, because ultimately that's what is gonna make a difference in someone's life. As we do our jobs well, as we excel in our studies, as we excel in our day-to-day lives, we look for opportunities that God opens up every day, I believe, to speak into someone's life, to make a difference in someone's life. So as we go through our days, just be searching for what God has called you to do, and know that as you pray boldly, as you commit your time and designate time to the Lord, that he will open doors, and that when he does, you walk through them. Amen. Amen. Why don't we